From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian rebels say an agreement is in place to evacuate civilians and wounded war victims from eastern Aleppo, with their departure from the rebel-held sectors to begin within hours. Meantime, the UN Human Rights Commissioner says he is appalled by the apparent collapse of a ceasefire agreement in Aleppo. Zeid al-Hussein said the bombing of civilians by the Syrian government forces and their allies likely constitute a war crime. In Washington, presidential spokesman Josh Earnest says steps are being taken to help those in need.
It's a deeply tragic situation, and these atrocities have to come to an end. We're working diligently through a variety of diplomatic channels to bring about that end state.
Officials from Turkey, Russia, and Iran are planning to meet in Moscow on December 27th to seek a solution to the Syrian civil war. U.S. central bank officials raised the key interest rates slightly Wednesday and said further increases will come at a gradual pace. Janet Yellen heads the bank.
Our decision to raise rates should certainly be understood as a reflection of the confidence we have in the progress the economy has made and our judgment that progress will continue.
The 0.25 percentage point increase is still low by historic standards. It is the first rate increase in a year. During the recession, the U.S. Federal Reserve slashed the rates nearly to zero to boost economic growth. From here in Washington, this report is from VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is beginning to mend relations with top executives from the biggest U.S. technology companies. On Wednesday, Trump hosted a meeting with them and some who backed his opponent in last month's presidential election. Hear now from the president-elect on the meeting.
I want to add that I'm here to help you folks do well. And you're doing well right now, and I'm very honored by the bounce. They're all talking about the bounce, so right now everybody in Israel has to like me at least a little bit.
Trump was referring to the jump in the stock markets following the election last month. The president-elect's office said Trump had an open mind and willingness to listen during the talks, and that his approach was greatly received by the tech leaders. None of the CEOs spoke afterwards to reporters. Yahoo says a data breach that it believes occurred 3 years ago has exposed the personal information on more than 1 billion Yahoo user accounts. The information stolen may include names, email addresses, phone numbers, birth dates, and security questions and answers. Data security consultant Will Donaldson says internet users can also do some things to protect themselves.
You should have different passwords for every account that you have. There should be no throwaway password you use as routine for every account, and a lot of people do, unfortunately.
Yahoo doesn't believe payment card and bank account data was stolen. The hacking incident is separate from an intrusion Yahoo reported in September when the company disclosed 500 million user accounts were exposed in 2014. The panel that rules on election disputes in Somalia has thrown out the results of 11 seats in recent parliamentary elections because of numerous irregularities, including gunfire at a polling place. The decision by the body, called the Independent Electoral Disputes Resolution Mechanism, is likely to further complicate Somalia's attempt to hold a presidential election by the end of the year. Parliament elects the new president, and the vote has already been postponed 3 times. The Chinese military has apparently built an anti-aircraft and anti-missile system on artificial islands it has in the South China Sea. A U.S. research organization says the systems are a prelude to deploying combat aircraft to the disputed territory. China had said construction on the islands would be limited only to defensive needs. A U.S. State Department spokesman told VOA there should be no need for militarization of these man-made features, and the U.S. is going to continue to make that case at every possible turn. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.